Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grupo Herdez's first quarter 2016 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Andrea Amezurrutia, Head of Corporate Finance, and Gracia Dominguez, Investor Relations Manager. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone. This quarter, Gracia will give more insight into our top-line performance, and then Andrea will review the financials for the quarter along with an update on our outlook for the year. As usual, we will be happy to take any questions you have at the end. Gracia?
Thanks, Gerardo. 2016 is off to a solid start with healthy double-digit growth on the top line this quarter, despite the tough basis of comparison. We faced a number of challenges in the quarter that impacted our margin, but the underlying business trends are quite positive in terms of consumption and execution. Let's take a look at results by segment, starting with Mexico Corp. We are very pleased with performance in this business. We saw double-digit sales growth in 17 categories, which represent 50% of total sales, reflecting the continued benefit of our commercial execution strategy, as well as the timing of Holy Week. I should point out that of the 12% growth in this segment, the pricing we put through in January only contributed 1 percentage point. So it's truly about better segmentation and increased market penetration that is helping drive point of sale performance. I should also note that growth was balanced across our sales channels, with convenience and clusters outperforming in the period. On the product and innovation side, we have just ventured into a popcorn category in association with the third biggest cinema chain in the world, Cinepolis. In terms of commercial execution, one of our main goals is to capitalize on our brand equity and positioning among younger families. As an example, we are strengthening links with the younger consumers with licenses like Angry Birds in McCormick's Sweet portfolio and leveraging our presence in social media with influencers and attractive content. As for geographic penetration, a key example in the McCormick brand, which continues to gain market share in the north of the country since last year. As for export sales, the almost 17% increase is largely due to the benefit of a stronger dollar. In the frozen division, sales growth of about 54% reflects the additional 2 months of Helados Nestlé. But what's important to note, especially as next quarter's results will be fully comparable, is that the organic sales at Helados Nestlé for the period grew 22% on the back of the freezers allocated in the last 12 months. Furthermore, the average ticket at Nutrisa continued its positive trend, rising 3.6% year over year. In terms of total sales growth, results were boosted by the operating of 69 net new stores in the last 12 months, which is about 50% of all points of sale. This quarter alone, we opened 50 net stores, increasing our footprint to just over 500 stores. I will now turn the call over to Andrea.
Thank you. In terms of the consolidated gross margin, we registered a 4 percentage point decline in the quarter, in line with our expectations, due to a stronger dollar that impacted dollar-denominated costs and the impact of 2 additional months of Nestlé that happened to fall during the low season, where the proportion of fixed costs to net sales increases significantly. Similarly, SG&A in the quarter rose as a percentage of net sales due to Helados Nestlé and the addition of Nutrisa stores. As a result, EBIT for the quarter declined about 19%, while EBITDA was 14% lower. Consolidated net income totaled 360 million pesos, while cash flow from operations was 278 million. As for the guidance for 2016, considering the increased visibility of our COGS, we are slightly more positive about our margins, and consequently, we are moving our guidance for EBITDA margin to the upper part of the range announced in February. So instead of a range between 15.5% and 16.5%, our new target is between 16.0% and 16.5%. That concludes our prepared remarks this morning, so we are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll pause just a moment. We'll take our first question from Luis Miranda at Santander.
Hi, good morning. My question is with regards to Mexico Core. Gerardo, as you were mentioning, and Grace was mentioning in the remarks, it was only 1% price impact on the first quarter. How could we see the balance between price and volume going forward? And in terms of volume, what's the visibility you have, let's say, in the medium term, and what's the volume that you believe is a sustainable growth rate? And I know it's a different mix between the categories, but any light that you could share, it would be great. And in terms of Nutrisa, I don't know if you could share with us the same store sales. I think I didn't got them. Thank you.
Good morning, Luis. Regarding volume, we have seen in this quarter very strong performance across the board. In terms of your question about what's a sustainable volume growth, it would be in the low single digits. In terms of pricing, we, in fact, our performance this quarter was better than expected. We are increasing prices. All our pricing actions are taking place this month. So we are expecting to have a better performance in gross margin going forward to meet the guidance that Andrea just shared. Regarding your second question about Nutrisa, as we have mentioned previously, the trend between transaction number of visits at ticket is improving, and same store sales indicators were slightly down from the same period of last year, but we can say that we are practically flat in terms of transactions, while ticket is higher. So the combination of those would be very low single-digit growth, same store sales.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Good news. And just when you take a look at the different categories, I think you mentioned across the board it's similar, but is there any category that is outperforming the rest of the other ones, or it's really very close? In terms of
performance. No, it's across the board. I would say that the competitive environment in each category is different. So we experience in these last months very competitive strategies, but across the board is very solid.
Thank you very much.
And again, as a reminder, that is star 1 for questions. We'll go next to Geronimo Contreras at GBM.
Hello. My question is related to the frozen business. Now, I would appreciate if you could give us more detail. Regarding the room there is still for cooler installations for Nestlé, I mean, how much progress would you say you have today, and how much room is there to grow?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Geronimo. I would say that we continue to open routes. We continue to make more efficient the current routes, but we see an opportunity to increase it in the long term. The difference between last year and this year is that this year we are not increasing as heavily our freezers as last year. So we have the benefit in the sales of last year's new freezers. And the integration is going very good. As any business, we always have our opportunities to increase our performance, but so far it is doing very good. So, and we recall that this is a very low season in sales, and that's why profitability in the fourth and the first quarter are extremely low, and seasonality could be two or three times sales on a monthly basis.
Right. Perfect. Thanks.
And once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll pause just a moment. And at this time, we have no further questions. I'll turn the conference back over to management for any closing remarks.
Thank you again for participating in the call this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim. Thank you.
And that does conclude today's conference. Again, thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.